Although this week is Parshat Ki Tisa, I wanted to talk tonight not about the Parsha, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Megillah. Since Purim is coming up, Wednesday night or Thursday night, depending on what city you live in, I want to ask the following question. You open up the Megillah and you read through from start to finish. And there's one name that doesn't appear. There are a lot of names that don't appear, obviously. But one key name that doesn't appear in the entire Megillah. And that, of course, is the name of Hashem. There is no direct mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the entire Megillah from beginning to end. Why? Why did Mordechai and Esther write this very holy Sefer and not mention Shem Hashem? In order to answer that question, what we need to do is to try to figure out what was the purpose of writing Megillas Esther. Chazal tell us in the Gemara that Esther turned to the Anshei Knesset Hagdola with a request. Kisvuni Ledoros. I want this story to be written down for generations. I want to write the story, and I want it to be entered into Tanakh. It should become part of Tanakh, which will last for generations, till the very end of time. And Chazal were very reluctant. At the beginning, they didn't want to. Until they found the remez, they found the hint in Chumash, which would allow them to write down the story. What was the hint? At the end of Parshas Beshalach, right after the first war against Amalek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ksov zos zikaron basefer v'simba aznei Yoshua, ki macho emche zecha Amalek mitachas ha-shamayim lo tishkach." And Chazal looked at the pasuk, Ksov zos zikaron basefer, and in that word basefer they said, ah, here we have a remez, a hint that we can write down the story of the Megillah. And they wrote down the story of the Megillah, and it became part of Tanakh. What does this tell us? It tells us that the story of the Megillah, it is part of the ongoing struggle between Am Yisrael and Amalek. The whole purpose of writing it down was found based on the pasuk that talked about the war right after Amalek, the war that took place with Amalek right afterwards, Ksov zos zikaron basefer. What's Amalek all about? So we read yesterday, we read Parsha Zachar and Shul. We read about Amalek Zachar Shas Eis Asher Asalacha Amalek Baderech Vitzeischa Mi Mitzrayim Asher Korcha Baderech. Rashi says, Koch is Loshon Mikre. Chance, coincidence, happenstance. Mikre. What was Mikre? You read a little bit earlier in Parshas Beshalach, at Bakriyas Yamsuf, and then Oz Yashir, the Shira Sayam, and it says that after Kriyas Yamsuf, Shomu Amim Yegazun, Chil Achaz Yoshvei Paloshes, Oz Nevalu Alufei Adam Alei Moab Yechazei Murad, Namogu Kol Yoshvei Chanan, everybody was terrified. Everybody was in fear, in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. The Esamakos in Yitzias Mitzrayim and culminated in Kriyas Yamsuf. They were all in fear, except for Amalek. A short time later, Amalek attacks Bnei Yisrael. Why weren't they afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why weren't they afraid of what would happen, what happened to the Mitzrayim, what happened to them? And the answer is because in the eyes of Amalek, everything is Mikra. Dam, Mikra. Tzvardeya, Mikra. Kinin, Mikra. Makas Bechoros, Mikra. Kriyas Yamsuf, Mikra. It's all chance. Natural disasters. Bnei Yisrael had luck. It turned out this way, it turned out that way. But it's all Mikra. And it's all Mikra because in the eyes of Amalek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't rule this world. He has nothing to say about what goes on. That's Amalek. And that's why the Torah tells us at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, after that first battle with Amalek, Ki Yad Al Kes Ka. Kes means Kisei, but it's spelled without the Aleph. And Ka is part of Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's missing part of Hashem. That Ein Kisei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalem Ve'Ein Shmo Shalem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rulership in this world and his reputation isn't complete as long as Amalek is around. Because Amalek doesn't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is Mikra. That's what Amalek is all about. And now, Esther wants to write down the story. Mordechai. How are they going to write down the story? If this is part of the struggle with Amalek, then they have to counterbalance Amalek. If Amalek doesn't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things are so blatantly clear, then to balance that out, we, Bnei Yisrael, have to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when things are hidden. We're going to write the story of the Megillah, but we're going to write the story that's hidden. Chazal and the Gemara ask us, Esther min HaTorah minayin. Where do we find the source, a hint for Esther in Chumash? The pasuk in Chumash Devarim, Va'anochi Astir Panai Bayoma, Astir Panai Bayoma Hu. When you have Hester Panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence isn't so clear. And that's when you go looking for it. And that's what the whole story of the Megillah is about. It's called Megillat Esther. Legalot et hanistar. Reveal that which is hidden. Because you read the story and you say, yeah, there was a story in the third year of the king. And the queen, the king got drunk and he wanted the queen to show up and he didn't show up and he lost his temper and he had her killed. And then a few years later, coincidentally, he's choosing a new queen and he takes this nice Jewish girl. I don't know why he chose her. She wasn't even so pretty, as I'll tell us. But somehow or another chose her. And then there was another story that her cousin was standing around one day and he heard two guys plotting to poison the king, this big son in Zeresh, and he passed it on to his cousin, who was the queen. By chance, she was the queen, and then she passed it on, and they wrote it down, and they just forgot about it. And then sometimes later, there's this other guy soon afterwards, he became the royal vizier, the grand vizier, the prime minister, and he started making tzaros, and he was going to... He drew some lots and it landed out, coincidentally, like 11 months later. And then coincidentally, the king couldn't sleep one night. And they opened up the Sefer Zichronot. And coincidentally, it happened to open up to the page in which it said that this guy Mordechai had saved the king's life and hadn't been rewarded. And coincidentally, this Haman character was by the king that morning. And the king is, and coincidentally, and everything's coincidence. But we read the story and we say, it doesn't matter that Shem Hashem's hand isn't there. Because we see Shem Hashem, we see Hashem's hand in everything. That's the purpose of the Megillah. To recognize and to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, even when things are so hidden. And after the story of the Megillah, after we've read the entire story, and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in the whole story of Purim. But what about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in our lives? Do we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in everything that we do? Chazal tell us, "Distakel b'shlosha dvarin, Ve'ena taba lidei avera. Look at three things. You won't do a chait. Da mala mala mincha. Ayin ro'a. Ve'ozen shomas. V'chol ma'asecha ba'sefa nechtavim. There's an eye that sees, an ear that hears, and everything is written down in the Sefer. Chazal tell us that if we would pay attention, we wouldn't do an Aveira. So what happens if we take a look and we say, Nebuch, we still are doing Aveiros? Must be we're not paying attention to these things. Somehow or another, we seem to think that the king of Persia has a Sefer Zichronos in which things are written down. But the Melech Malchei Amlochim doesn't write everything down. He doesn't notice everything. He doesn't hear everything. Because if we paid attention to the fact that he noticed everything and heard everything and wrote everything down, we would act differently. So now that we're all set to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hidden hand in the story of Purim, it's also time for us to make sure that we reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands and His presence in our own lives. That He's there, and He watches, He sees, and He hears, and it's written down. We have a job. We have a job to complete HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne, to complete HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, to make sure that the Kisei is Shalem, and the Shem Hashem is Shalem. We have a job to make sure, as much as we can, to do that in the whole world. But everything starts in our own homes, in our own rooms. You start on the inside, and you work your way. To remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there all the time. That He runs this world. This world isn't mikra. It's not coincidence. That Hashem's name is written or it's not written. We need to be megaled. To be megaled and istar. To take the message of Megillas Esther. When we do that, Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, Kadosh Baruch Hu's throne becomes more and more complete. And when that happens, then we have the pasuk La Yehudim, Haisa, Ora, the Simcha, the Sasan, the Yikar. That's what we say in the Megillah. And as we add on in Havdalah, Kain, Tiyelanu.